New York City hosts the NBA All-Star Game this weekend. We are 48 hours from Valentine's Day. Panic! Buy your ticket to 50 Shades of Awfulness. I have cramps. This is Sports Without Balls.
Holy cow!
A perfect score. 10.2.
He had to the 2-0, now the 2-1.
Hello again, everyone. This is
Sports Without Balls. Dun, 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 dun. Hello, America. It's Aaron Foley. Listen, there's a lot going on. Last week, I was on a cruise. I was out of the country. I could not report on the Super Bowl, which is good because, as we all know, a team won that I was not cheering for. We'll talk about that. We've got a fantastic guest in the studio today. We also have Julia, our producer. We have Carol absolutely drooling on champagne underneath the couch. It's going to be one of my favorites. In the studio today, and when I say in the studio, it's actually not my apartment. It's in the All Things Comedy Studio, which I love. She's a former sports personality. She's got fantastic sports stories. Stand-up comic. Please welcome Jen Sturger.
How's it going?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I'm excited.
Welcome back to the mainland.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was.
You found the one place besides Los Angeles that no one gave a shit about the Super Bowl.
Jen, I found it. It's Atlantis Events, a company I've been working for about 5 years. So fun because it's all gay men. It's like the world's best crowds. We literally, the day we took off was Super Bowl Sunday. And I was like, and the guy assured me, I was like, well, the game's going to be on, right? You know, because there are four or five women on the boat that are probably more interested. But he's like, yeah, there'll be a contingent of men that'll be watching the game. And I'm like, great. So we
AKA
go to
a Katy Perry concert.
Yeah. I mean, so I would say like there was probably a group of about 40 or 50 of us maybe 30 of us at one point in time. And then there was a couple rooms to watch it in. But it was pretty spectacular to hear people come in and say, oh, this is the room where the Katy Perry concert is in.
Oh,
and
my God.
For someone that, like, lives and dies throughout the football season, like, it was hysterical. Some guys knew what they were talking about, but it was funny to watch the other guys try to, like, you know, it would be like me talking about fashion. They'd be like, stop talking immediately.
Oh, God, I'd be right in your boat, trust me.
Yeah, and so, like, a guy behind me was just really trying, but it was making me laugh so hard.
Why do those people always come out, though, at Super Bowl? Like, it's like the girl that comes with her boyfriend to the party. He's like, oh, my God, so what's happening now? You just want to slap her.
Oh, yeah, duct tape all over her face.
Why bring her to this? This is the professional day.
I think it was the first night, and people were just trying to be social. Because this guy goes, like, there was a play. It was a Seattle play, And he goes, this is ridiculous. And I was like, really? Because it's just like a running play. And then it worked. And he goes, that guy's moves are, I mean, literally in this tone, that guy's moves are amazing. Like, it was like a dance contest.
Amazing.
It was hysterical.
With a lisp, you can't forget the lisp.
It was really like, there's, you know, 3/4 of the boat talk like, you know, but there is that like fun, high pitched gay man amazingness. And that was the guy sitting behind me. I was like,
they were not as excited as they were when Katy Perry came out on the Power Rangers thing.
Wow.
The giant lion.
What was that? That was ridiculous.
Yeah. There was so many elements of that whole thing that were ridiculous.
It was like Japanese anime the whole time.
Well, the fact that she was wearing $6 drugstore eyelashes on the best day of her life, like that, just take a look at your life, Katy Perry. You know what I mean?
She's like a good time. I enjoy her because she's like cheesy goodness when you're on the dance floor.
But no one was pumped about her as they were about her backup dancer.
Oh, yeah.
The shark. Left shark's a big deal.
Left shark. I first of all, I was like, it always reminded me, like, I had this moment, like, when I first moved to LA, and, like, I was serious about things, and I'd be like, oh, my God, like, and I was watching this random, like, flipping around, watching this random, like, Star Trek, you know, version 890, and one of the characters has this, like, gold plate across her whole face, like, that's her, or a silver plate, like, and that's her Weird Bird character, whatever, and I thought, oh, my God, there's all these, like, serious actresses out in LA, and it's like, they get their big break, and they're like, I'm blah, 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 and they're, like, saying to their parents, like, who are probably putting so much pressure on them, she's like, no, I'm the gold-plated crazy lady in Star Trek.
One of my girlfriends, like, that's one of her bigger credits, is she was on a couple episodes of Star Trek, and like she's got a huge fan base built in just from doing those couple
episodes.
Oh, I bet,
like, the Trekkies.
Yeah, but what's funny is, I guess because she was some weird class of alien,
yeah,
they had to do a whole bust of her to make all of her prosthetics.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, like, some creep somewhere bought her, like,
her
boob bust, you know? I'm like, your boobs are sitting in some dude's basement right now.
Ew. Buffalo Bill. Are you a
brother? He might be
14?
Wearing them.
Ew. He's totally wearing them. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
The team that did not win.
Yeah, me too.
It was pretty brutal.
It was brutal.
It wasn't unexpected, though. Like, everyone was like, why did he do that? Because it worked for them every other time that they did it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Marshawn Lynch wasn't surprised that Marshawn Lynch didn't get the ball. You know, he was like, no.
Aaron Foley was. Aaron Foley was losing her shit in cabin 3125 underneath the dance floor called Quasar that kept me up for 10 nights in a row. Here's the good thing. The good thing is immediately when that play happened and they lost the ball game, I have never done this before. I turned off it immediately.
And just stared at a blank television?
And I just kind of started, my girlfriend was with me, and I just kept saying, no, they didn't. They didn't. How could, why? Why would you pass it? Why would you pass it? Like Rain Man. Like, why would you pass it? Why would you pass it? Why would you pass it? And then I just was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I can't. And I just was like, just stuttering. And I was, but the good thing is there was no, like, TV. The internet costs $890. So it's like it didn't happen. And I didn't have my, I didn't record last week. So it's like in my mind, this is actually the first moment that I'm processing it.
I was so looped up on antidepressants over all the ads that they were airing that I don't remember.
I did not see when we had the boat feed, right?
And so they would turn off commercials?
No, it was just this one, like, it was promos for, like, a World Cup of rugby.
Oh.
So it hit me like
something
after the
else
second
no one
quarter.
Would care about on that boat.
Yeah, I literally was like, why do we keep seeing this commercial? And then I thought, oh my God, the Super Bowl commercials. And so we were getting some random feed. So I didn't see any of the Super Bowl commercials.
Oh my God.
Were any of them good?
No. Nationwide, someone definitely got fired for their campaign. Yeah. Literally, like, it was like, okay, commercial, Budweiser commercial about puppies, and then Nationwide, and it's like this kid riding a bike, and he's like, I'll never learn to do this. Because I died. And I was like,
no.
Nationwide, your kid just died.
Like,
who got fired for this, like, on Monday? Like, this is a great idea. We should totally air this dead kid in the middle of the Super Bowl. Like,
it was like his ghost?
Yeah, or something. Like an over monologue. It was so crazy. And I was just like, and the reaction on Twitter was just so violent against the Nationwide ads.
Yeah.
And then it became a meme in itself. So if you see a picture of a kid that's like, I would have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch, but I died. That's what.
Oh,
that's from.
Okay. That's what. I don't even feel like an American.
I saw the kid later though on like a on some kind of a popsicle commercial. I was like, oh, he's doing all right. You know?
Okay.
Like,
yeah, he didn't hang himself after the Nationwide.
His career's over.
Like, well, I'm sorry. I would have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch,
but I died.
Oh God, I can't. Like, I did. I have read numerous amounts of some articles, and the offensive coordinator of Seattle came up with another one today. And like, it's not like the most insane call. I do think it's probably the most insane call given the gravity, and it's the Super Bowl. It will be. If someone said, "Remember that call," and I'm like 80, I'll say, "Are you talking about this when the Seattle Seahawks threw it?"
Yeah,
but I'll say that.
But it's so crazy because everyone was like, "Why did they do that?" And if you look at their, like, that's what they won the Super Bowl with last year. Over and over again, that play worked.
Yeah.
But that's also how New England's defenders knew how to cover that play.
Yeah.
They were like, oh,
I don't.
They saw
don't,
them line up, there was a shift, and they went for it, you know?
I still have, like, literally, I have this just reaction going back to that cabin of holding myself, screaming, why would you?
Why?
I don't care if it works every single time. It does not make any, like, honestly, when I turned off that TV, and it was probably about like an hour later, and I was just starting to calm down. I was just kind of staring into space.
It would start up again.
I would start up again, and I would think to myself, it doesn't matter how many articles I read. It doesn't matter if the offensive coordinator and Pete Carroll sat me down and they're like, this was the game plan. I will still never agree to it.
And they just hold your hand.
I'll still never agree to it. The silver lining that my team is the New York Giants, if it was the New York Giants, I probably would have never watched football again.
No.
And Seattle's not even my team.
You know what's crazy, though, is the last time Tom Brady was in Arizona was against the Giants.
Oh, the glorious, glorious, glorious.
I was in the hospital when that game was going on. I had meningitis.
Jesus.
I had to have, like, people text me what was going on in that game.
How did you get meningitis?
Working a Super Bowl party.
Oh, my God.
I was working the Maxim party. I was like, all of the things that I could have picked up at a Maxim party, this was not what I was expecting. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, there's so many other, you know, random illnesses, venereal and otherwise, and I picked up
all
meningitis.
The things I could pick up. But that's got to be the quote
shit
of this
that you
podcast
find on the
already.
Oregon Trail. You know, like, you're like, Jen got dysentery. It's
What does it mean working a Maxim party?
I was interviewing people for Sirius Satellite Radio.
Okay. Athletes or.
Athletes,
you know I'm obsessed
models.
With all athletes, so any fun athlete stories, just keep them coming.
My favorite athlete story, one of my favorites, I should say, is actually from that Super Bowl. And I was at the EA Madden party. The Madden party.
What and is that? You have to...
Like the video game.
Oh,
like
okay.
They throw a party where all of the athletes play the video game and then they go get wasted.
Okay.
But so that's like, that used to be a really big party. I don't know if it is anymore. I think DirecTV is like the big party now.
Okay.
I'm kind of the redheaded stepchild of the NFL, so I don't get invited as much as I used to for some reason. But back then, I went to that party and I think it was Joe Montana was sitting at a table with some of the ESPN announcers. And this girl was, like, dancing on his lap, you know? And she's like, my daddy says you're famous.
No.
I was like, I will deck her for you. I will punch her, throw a drink on her. What do you want? Like,
oh, my God.
I'm sure he was wearing his Skechers and shit. And made, like, you know, it was, it just was one of those things where you see one of your heroes just like,
yeah. Oh, my daddy says you're famous.
My daddy says you're famous.
That's so horrifying.
She was maybe 20 years old.
Yeah.
I don't even think she was legal.
I randomly, I think I've said this, maybe this story before, but I randomly worked a bar mitzvah at the ESPN Zone like 10 years ago.
Oh, dear God.
I don't want to start out the podcast bragging. and these kids, and it was Lynn Swann was the special guest because of the parents. The kids had no idea who Lynn Swann was. I was tailing Lynn Swann. Like, I've never tailed anyone. I just kept saying, hi, can we talk about that you took ballet lessons? Like, that you were, like, one of the greatest receivers of all time. I was losing my mind. These kids had no clue.
Yeah.
No clue who Lynn Swann was, and it broke my heart.
It's so crazy that kids are raised that way. I think it's a Los Angeles thing. I really do. Like, people out here do not, like, I was impressed how many friends of mine out here were watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were watching it for that. I think they were watching it for the Katy Perry concert and for the commercials, you know?
Yeah.
You try to talk sports out here with people, they're like, what's football?
It's unbelievable how, well, it's, you know, it's a bunch of transplants, so you rarely get, like, actually hardcore, like, LA fans, you know? I mean,
well, yeah,
somewhat. But
Lakers,
yeah, overall,
Laker
no one really cares.
Yeah, Laker games and stuff out here are just more...
Social events. Yeah.
Yeah. But like football, like with my background,
yeah.
I love a good sports joke or I love a good sports roast joke.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I go home to Tampa, you know, and
yeah.
I do a bunch of sports stuff like open at the top and it crushes. And I was just like, why can't I bring that back to LA? Oh, because you guys don't give a shit.
You don't really care
about anything sports related.
Yeah.
And
it's
I've tried
crazy.
It, and they just literally stare at me. And I was like, oh, my God, should we just go talking about how pretty you guys are? Let's go back to that. Like, you like that part, you know?
So bad. I saw the 813 number pop up. That's my parents live in the Tampa area.
Yeah. I have to hold it down for Tampa. People
did
like,
you grow? Did you grow up in Tampa?
Yeah. I was born in Miami, and
okay.
then we left because we didn't speak enough Spanish.
Right.
And moved.
Es la verdad.
Oh, my God.
That's all I know.
Exactly. And then this... The freeway driving down there is insane.
It's insane.
Like, you have to take your life into your own hands. It's worse than here, you know?
You think it's worse than there?
Yeah, it's faster. And I feel like they think that there's four cars in three lanes of traffic, you know? Like, it's like Mexico City driving versus, like, United States driving, you know?
Oh my God, that's classic. And then FSU, you're a big FSU fan. Yeah. You went to FSU.
I went to USF my first 2 years, and we didn't have a football team that was worth anything.
Yeah.
And then I went to Florida State for a boy. But I told my parents it's because they had a better psychology program. They totally bought that shit. Plus, it was a free ride, so yeah. I was actually kind of smart back in the day before I started frying my brain cells. And I got a full ride to any state school for academics.
What? Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So they didn't really care about that.
Yeah. But what was it like? I always wanted to, like, I went to, like, a small D3, mm-hmm. like, a super, like, liberal arts smarty pants, no really good sports, which was so unfortunate. But what was it like to be at, like, I know FSU, like, it's crazy. It's obviously football first, but to be in that stadium, is it just, like, just an absolute madhouse?
You know, Florida State games, I went back to my first one in 10 years.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, this past November. And there's just nothing like it. Like, yeah. I got goosebumps just now talking about it. Because it's just, you know, being there and being in the front row of that stadium, the crowd is electric.
Yeah.
The war chant's electric. It's haunting if you're on that field. The only other things that I've done, you know, that compare to that are maybe, I don't know, walking through the Jets tunnel.
Wow.
You know, walking out into the Meadowlands, like, that was all, like, and there's, like, rap music playing, and, like, I feel kind of
so
gangster
cool.
for,
yeah.
like, a second.
Yeah. You can feel, like, that energy,
yes.
like, that crazy energy.
Yeah, that, and doing the roast battles at the Comedy Store, that's really intense for me. Like, those are, you know, like, those are the only things that I get that same, like, high and, like, amped up from.
Yeah. That's super cool. Now, let's talk about your boy. Well, I don't have to say your boy. The boy.
He ain't my boy. He ain't my problem anymore.
Jameis.
Oh, God.
He's such a hot mess, but he's so good. I'm really intrigued how this is going to play out with Mariota versus Winston. Winston will get picked over Mariota. But
he will. He's got the talent. The problem is he, I think, like a lot of athletes that come up and they're just that athletically gifted, they aren't really held to any kind of moral or ethical standards.
It just
and
seems
they
like there's one bad story out
narcissists.
Of FSU.
Yeah, they become incredible narcissists. And when you don't have anyone that's there to, like, put you in your place and tell you you shouldn't scream F her right in the pussy and the quad.
Yeah.
I love how I just blurted out one word but not the other. But you know what I mean? Like, if you scream that out, I mean, there's just... Where are his parents?
Yeah, I actually didn't know that's what he screamed out. I don't think I ever fact-checked that.
Well, remember, you know, at the Olympics, how the guy came up behind the television announcer and screamed that?
So
he was
just
repeating something that was like a meme all over the internet. And because he is who he is, and there's like that, you know, context and backstory, there's just all the things in the world you could have screamed out.
Anything.
Anything but that.
I hope we win this weekend. There's so many things.
I don't even think they serve that there. I was like, what?
That's so creepy.
Oh.
The dude is such bad news, but then you watch him play and he's like just so freaking good.
I went to the Rose Bowl for the playoff game and watching him play there, not so much.
Yeah.
That was really painful. It was really painful to have spent that much money on tickets and to have great seats and just watch us totally get curb stomped.
Yeah.
You know?
That was pretty bad. That loss was crazy.
But I've never seen a team with the speed like Oregon has.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And, you know, it's so weird because I got the really cool, like, benefit of, you know, like, they did a roast night or, like, a comedy night for both the teams at the Improv.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was really
That's
cool.
Awesome.
And one of my buddies was one of the comics doing the show. And he's like, Jen, can you write some, like, roast jokes and give me some roast jokes for both the teams? I was like, absolutely, you know?
Were the teams there?
The teams
this
were there.
This was at the Hollywood Improv?
Yeah, they were trying to keep them out of trouble, I think, for one night.
Oh, okay.
Night. Yeah. So, like, one night it was Oregon and one night it was FSU.
Okay.
I happened to be out of town when the FSU one was going on. I was flying back because it was right after Christmas.
Okay.
But I made it to the Oregon one. And I've seen, like, Florida State's football team up close in person. Like, I'd seen them at the Florida game. They're big boys.
Huge.
You know, seeing Oregon in the same context and, like, up up close and personal, like, eyeball-wise, they weren't even half our size.
Oh, wow.
Like, they were just smaller guys, and they just had the speed.
The speed
but,
was
like,
incredible.
The whole time I'm watching them while I'm at the Improv, I'm like, we're totally going to crush you guys. We're totally, like, enjoy all these jokes that I wrote about my own team because we're totally going to crush you guys.
How was the roast? How did that work?
It was so fun. Well, it was just more like my buddy went up there, Brad Williams.
Oh yeah, I love Brad.
Yeah, he's adorable. I think you can say anything when you're that adorable and get away with it. Whereas us, like we get called bitches.
We can't say a fucking goddamn thing.
No, but so I wrote a bunch of jokes for Brad, and one of them was like Marcus Mariota's Italian for Matt Leinart. That went over really well. There was like a kid on Florida State's football team, Nick O'Leary, and he's a he looks like a Viking. He just has this really impressive beard, and he's been in a couple motorcycle accidents, but like that's like really inside information. Like,
yeah,
you know, like you've got to know the team pretty well to know that that's what's going on. And so I told Brad, I was like, look, you got to find this guy in the audience. You got to be like, dude, you look like the guy from the Capital One commercial. Like, what's in your wallet? Hopefully not a motorcycle license. And like the whole room was just like, oh, damn. You know?
That's awesome.
But the one that crushed the hardest was we were talking about, you know, just, hey, guys. And this was with the Ducks, obviously. Ducks, you know, hope you guys have a great time when you're out here in Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. Just remember. And they did the war chant, but to no means no. Brad did it on stage.
That was crazy.
And the room erupted when he did that. And so when they did it again on television, Brad and I just texted each other like, holy crap, because it blew up everywhere. And then Oregon was like looking for like, we got to do damage control. Like they said they were saying rape stuff. I was like, if anything, it was an anti-rape joke. It was no means no.
Yeah.
But then Brad, I guess they traced it back to the improv, and they were like, oh, they heard it at a comedy show.
Oh,
and,
no.
And then Brad's oh, well, I didn't write it. My friend Jen Sturger. I was like, no, you can't. Don't give me credit for a rape joke. I'm like, it wasn't a rape joke.
It was an anti-rape joke. Come on, please.
It was an anti-rape joke. But still, I was like, if anything, it was just mocking the fact that my quarterback is incredibly unintelligent when it comes to social responsibility.
Yeah.
And I pray to God that if Tampa gets him, because obviously that's my hometown, that he saves all of his draft money so that he can bail himself out of jail the first time. Because I hope that they crack down on him.
I think Tampa will draft him. I think he's a good fit. It's like a Florida boy. I think it's...
What are you trying to say? We're not the Jets. Okay?
I'm trying to say he just needs a handler, like a lot of those dudes. They just need a handler. They need
Jesus.
I pitch this, they need some 50, 60-year-old dude that was in the NFL for like 30 years, and they pair him up, and they give that guy a paycheck, and that he's responsible for Jameis.
Well, you know that they send them through this rookie camp, though,
right?
Yeah,
but it never works.
You're right.
It never works. But that dude has got such... I wanted to, like, absolutely, like, you know, because it's one horrible story after another. And if you're not an FSU fan, you're like, who was this dick, you know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, I've just become in the last couple years...
But, like, it was a better story. It amazes me when I watch the media and what they choose to report on and not report on.
Yeah.
Because it's such, like... What do we want you to care about, you know?
Yeah.
And having gone through a media shitstorm and see how PR works and how it's like you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Sure.
It's just amazing like how biased the media is. Like ESPN drives so much of sports media, and the fact that they wanted you to hate Jameis because there really wasn't a reason to watch ACC football.
You know, yeah,
realistically.
That division is horrible.
There was us, there was Clemson, and there was like Georgia Tech. You know what I mean? Like that. Other than that, like it's just
Georgia Tech actually came on really God, they were the spoiler.
Yeah.
They came on super strong.
I was honestly scared for that game.
Yeah.
I was really scared for the ACC championship game. But, you know, we handled them pretty well. And then I was like, yeah, we got Oregon. We got all this time to prepare for speed. If I would have been preparing my team for Oregon, I would have had them wearing those, like, Bane mask and running. Because that's the only way you improve your cardio to keep up with those kids. We were gassed in the third quarter.
Yeah. You guys look beat. That third quarter, I was like, oh, this is going to be, like, you know, a nail biter. And I was like,
no.
That third quarter, I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
It literally was like a blur on
I just started. I walked out.
Had you been to a Rose Bowl game before?
Yeah, I went to the national championship game.
Oh, nice.
So I had two completely different experiences in that Rose Bowl.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you go to a lot of sporting events?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like live sporting events.
Oh, there's nothing better.
I love boxing. Boxing is great.
I've never been to a live boxing
match. Oh, my God, we'll get you out. We'll get you out for like a
Golden
Boy event. It's so fun.
That would be awesome.
A Mayweather fight is
Mayweather
so
and Pacquiao.
Amazing.
You're gonna be, the tickets will be like $1 million.
They're about $5,000 right now. What when the fight gets announced, that's what they're going to be starting at.
It's crazy.
What's crazy, but it's crazy because like it's not even the same fight that it was 5 years ago.
Yeah. No, it's completely different now.
It's totally like I feel like it's powder puff now.
It just feels like if they had been both in their heyday, which mm-hmm. that would have been amazing. It's still going to be an amazing fight, but it reminds me of this older basketball player out of St. John's, and he played for Golden State, Chris Mullins. Mm-hmm. And when I watched like a lot of NBA basketball, not so much anymore, but now I'm watching more and more. And we'd always make fun of him because he just was in their league for so long. We'd be like, Chris Mullins warming up with an Afghan, taking a nap at halftime. Like, we'd always be like, oh my God, he's 80. And that's what it feels
like Carl
Pacquiao.
Malone.
Yeah,
like
Carl Malone.
That situation.
Oh my God. I watched his daughter play. When you start watching like people's like second generation play, like grew up on like Phil Simms, New York Giants, and then watching Chris Simms play, I was like,
so
I'm
weird.
80. What just happened?
So weird, right? But yeah, that's how I feel about the
Would you pick
fight.
Him? Would you pick Winston if you're a Tampa Bay? You have a little bit of a skewed perspective because that's your team and that's
team.
Your college quarterback.
Well, it's funny. When I went back to Tampa and I did a show there recently, like I said, I opened with my sports material.
Yeah.
And when you fly into Tampa, there are all these billboards and it's like, this is Bucks territory. I'm like, everywhere except the end zone, we suck, you know?
Yeah.
So Tampa needs a miracle, and if that miracle
it feels like it's Rays territory over Bucks territory, or
we
maybe
don't even have a baseball team. Like, they've sold off all the parts. We had a fire sale this past
year.
You
should talk to my parents. My parents moved down to like Bradenton area about 10 years ago now, and they're huge baseball fans, and they've adopted the Rays, and they've watched every single game for 10 years.
But that's what I
said. It sounds like literally like I'm talking to my mom or dad, because they get on the phone, they're like, well, Will Myers is gone.
Yep.
Well, they trade, like, literally, they get so fired up. And it's like, it is. You guys have these quality teams.
Yeah.
And then you sell off the pieces.
We sell off the pieces. We are the farm system for every other great team in our division.
It's crazy. Do you think they're going to move the stadium to,
they
want to now meet him to Tampa, right?
They have to move it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the team's gone.
Yeah.
You know? And then right now, like, the Trop is just somewhere we drop off old people and like let them like hand out tickets for a couple hours. Like, that's when you go to a Rays game now, the number of ushers is just as much as the number of people in the stands. And the average age is probably like 50s.
Yeah. The thing is that my argument is like, if let's say, all right, so you'll skew younger, obviously, if you move it to Tampa, which is half hour from St. Pete?
Yeah.
It's kind of right there. But you still have to realize that 6 months out of the year, no one's there. I mean,
it's
like, you
so,
have all.
So,
so I
brutal.
Think it's going to be hard wherever you put that stadium. I mean, it's snowbirds.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're going to do it in like a stadium that gets used the other part of the year.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
like a double sports stadium.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Well,
no
I hope
one...
for your sake and Mary and Dick Foley that you guys hang on to some of these players. Because Mary and Dick, oh my God, that's all
they're
talking about.
They're losing their Tampa.
it's like I have to deal. First of all, my dad's so funny about it because they've been consistent. You know, they've been winning consistently.
Yeah.
And playing with these like teams that.
It's money ball. We're playing money ball.
It's total money ball. And it's so great. And my dad's still like a true sports fan. Always miserable.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to win about 10 in a row to catch up with them. And then next week they've won like 8 in a row. Well, it's not 10. I'm like, I don't even, it's.
My grandmother is who I get all my sports updates from.
That's awesome.
My 93-year-old grandmother gives me all the Rays information I could possibly
it's
need.
So
well,
fun.
He's gone. But
yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
you're
they always
saying.
Call, well, he's gone. Will's gone.
Yep,
they's
he's gone.
Gone.
Like, she talks like she knows them.
Oh, yeah. No, my mom
She's
is
got all
like
the bobbleheads.
So. Oh my God, my mom's like so like old school conservative Irish Catholic. And the two people I've teased her that are her boyfriends are Tim Tebow. They've adopted Florida.
Oh God.
And my mom's obsessed with Tim Tebow. So I'm always like,
who isn't though?
I know. Well, I'm not. And then the other one is Longoria, third baseman. And so I'm always like, how's your boyfriend, ma'am? And she's like, stop it, stop it. Like, I just live
You're
and
like,
die to tease her.
All you've got left
she loves
there.
Longoria. She loves him. So
he's
much.
Running the nursing home known as the Trop.
Jesus. Well, that's their thing. Like, they're just like absolutely obsessed. Let's talk. I want to talk to you about like sort of when you are, so FSU, then New York City, right? Yeah. And then were you doing Jets and the Versus show at the same time?
No, Versus was 2 years later.
2 years later.
Yeah,
and what was your responsibilities on Jets? Was it like sideline stuff or like?
I was like the cheerleader that was too retarded to dance, so they gave me a microphone and hoped I could string together complete sentences.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, that's my job, you know? Like, I wasn't, like, conducting these hard-hitting interviews, which is why, like, they're like, she was a sideline reporter for the Jets. I was like, easy. I held contest for drunk fans, okay? You know? Before that was like a thing, because they really weren't a lot of in-stadium announcers back then.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, it was just starting to like
get started.
Yeah.
But did you get to like interview, like,
I'm obsessed with players. I interviewed players. I interviewed celebrities that would have out to the games.
Okay.
Like Adam Sandler. Oh, God. What's his name? His name escapes me. He's the, you know, like the, I'm a PC, I'm Justin Long.
Oh, Justin Long.
Justin
yeah.
Long was great. He was one of my favorite interviews because he gave me such an amazing response that I had nothing left to counter with. And it was in the middle of like all these like steroid scandals going on. And I was like, you know, how do you feel like the Jets were kind of having a ho-ho middle of the season? And I was like, you know, how are you feeling about them coming in the second half of this season? I'm like, what do you think they need to get to the playoffs? And he just goes dead into the camera, steroids. And I was like, and back into the booth. Oh, my God. I was getting the axe motion from my bosses.
Is Justin Long a Jets fan? Or he was just like in the stadium.
He was
for
that
something.
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
He was that day.
Yeah. Do you ever meet the dude with the what do they call him? The captain with the
fireman Ed.
Fireman
yeah,
Ed.
He was a great.
Is he a lunatic
dude.
Or awesome?
He was a good dude. No, he was much saner than I anticipated.
Yeah.
That's just classic. The fans in that stadium are so diehard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you have to be a Jets fan.
If they love you, they love you. If they don't love you, they're burning your jerseys and throwing them. Like, that was what happened. The last game that I worked there, people were lighting Favre jerseys and throwing them off the top tier of the stadium.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Can I go home now?
Can I wrap this up?
It wasn't even the end of the game. And they were like, just get out of here. It's going to get nasty.
Wow.
They were like, for your personal
New Yorkers.
Safety.
Yeah. New Yorkers are crazy.
Take it personally.
Jets always great. I was, still am to this day, a raging Giants fan. And Jets, and I cheered for the Jets, like, you know,
wasn't
like
AFC,
NFC.
Wasn't it a dry stadium for a while because of the Jets?
Well, it was, you know, it was like sort of this transition. It would be like, okay, no alcohol in like, you know, fourth quarter. Then it would be like, no alcohol third quarter. They're like, stopping all liquor sales at halftime.
We're
then,
stopping liquor sales during the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, so I don't know what it's like now, but I think it's pretty much, last time it was halftime. But Giants-Eagles got so rough that they couldn't play at 4 o'clock anymore. They could only play the 1 o'clock games because it was so brutal. It was just, it was crazy. I went to a handful. I've probably gone to like 10 Giants games in my life. And it really depends on the seating because I was in this like random like corporate job for like a year in Manhattan, and it was like 50-yard line. It was amazing. It really felt like you were playing the game. It, you know, everyone was kind of like really well behaved because there was so much money.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I'd always like, you know, borrow, you know, seats here, seats there. And when you get into like, you know, bleacher creature land, it is disgusting.
Creature
it's like,
word.
I mean, like my New Yorkers, like I'll defend New Yorkers, but it was just like fag this, like, and I'm just like, someone was like dumping a beer of this guy's. I'm like, oh my God, like I'm always constantly throwing Philly fans under the bus. I'm like, this is awful. I mean, they did have a holding cell
exactly.
in their stadium. Of course, they don't have it now, so I can't hang it over Philly fans' heads. But they're worse. I think they're the old.
They threw batteries at Santa Claus. So that's all I have to say about that.
That's all. Yeah. Remember the report in the fall where some crazy drunk Philly fan who was a woman stole the guy's prosthetic leg that was like peddling for money outside the stadium? I'm like, I rest my case. Yeah, and they were like tossing the leg around, and then they eventually gave it back. I'm like, yeah,
oh my
I'm
God.
Done.
That's where they came up with the idea of, oh, you missed it. All of the Super Bowl commercials, like no one had legs. Everyone had prosthetic legs in all of the commercials. It was so weird. I was like, is this what's happening? No one has legs anymore? Okay.
What do you mean?
They would just had all these commercials, and they were supposed to be like inspirational.
Oh, okay.
No one had legs.
Okay.
Like, no one had legs.
No one had legs.
No one had legs, and kids died. It was
I'm so glad I missed all of this.
Yeah, exactly. The best commercial, I think, was probably Lindsay Lohan trying to pick up someone's kid after school.
You know, really?
Picking up someone's kid after school.
No. For what was that commercial for?
Nationwide, I think. No. It was some other insurance.
Like a home security
system?
No,
it was an insurance commercial about...
lock your doors because Lindsay's coming after your kids.
Exactly. It was a car insurance commercial. I was like, that's perfect. She's making fun of herself.
Okay, good.
The best acting I've seen. Then again, she's probably just naturally wasted. But it was great, you know?
Yeah.
That was probably the better one of the better ones. But.
I love that Danica Patrick did the they pulled the puppy one before like 2 days before.
Anything with Danica Patrick should be pulled automatically.
I love her.
Ugh.
Why not?
Why not? I spend a lot of time around racing. Love racing. My dad's from Indianapolis, so he was really, really poor, you know, growing up there, but he always used to like find a way to sneak into the to the oval and pretend he was selling newspapers.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah. So like that's like I've heard all about the 500 and just IndyCar racing my whole life.
Have you ever been to? That is one thing I'd want to do.
I'm
not like a big NASCAR fan. Like, you know, I know the top five or six just because it's on SportsCenter or something like that. But that is something I think would be really fun to go to. One of the big ones.
Yeah, I got to take my dad back for his 50th birthday.
I took him, and
I got him some great seats, like up in the press box. And so he took his camera like he used to.
Aww.
And he got like legit pictures.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
It was one of those things where I was like, this is where my dad was like, oh, she legitimately works in sports. Cool.
Yeah.
oh, she's not just like lying to us. Great.
That's so great though when you're like in a profession where you can, you know, sort of make those
share,
little dreams come true. That's so great.
Where I can share those kind of experiences with people. That was like the only real perk in working in sports.
Yeah.
Is like being able to share my love of sports with people. But you know, sports just has a really crappy side to it, like a really crappy like underbelly that like no one really talks about or acknowledges. Yeah. And Danica,
because of the money.
Yeah, and Danica is just one of those people.
Yeah,
where I was just like, you're just not a nice human being.
Yeah,
you know, someone that doesn't stop and like sign autographs for kids. I used to get confused for her all the time.
No way,
walking around the track because we're both very short brunette girls.
Yeah. That's lame that she's not nice. I just like any woman that is like a pioneer in any way. I'm like, I'm on board.
She's getting her ass handed to her in NASCAR because those guys just don't mess around. It's a boys club. It's a boys club just like the NFL was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that makes me cheer for her even more. But it won't. But the whole not stopping and signing for like that's shitty.
Don't forget that. Fans are what make your sport.
Of course.
If sports didn't have fans, then you would just be driving around in circles for no reason.
Also, the driving around in circles for 500 laps, there must be, like, what I want to, like, do. I want to see one of these events for two reasons. One, because, you know, I'm just a sports fan and I'll watch anything. But I want to see, like, there must be, like, these 18 subcultures, like, while you're watching racing.
My God.
Because it's, like, how much can you involvement can you have after like the 100th lap?
Oh, they stand every time. They stand every time the cars come around.
What
yes.
do you mean?
Okay, so like the people that are in the stands.
Yeah.
Like for a while, especially like towards the, like they will literally stand up when the cars come around. People don't go to these races to watch cars go around in circles. They go for the crashes.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like going to a comedy show and I just want to see someone bomb.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to see someone just stand on stage and eat a bag of dicks. Like, that's what I want to see, you know? That's why people go to races.
I want to see someone eat a bag of dicks while racing. I just
while
threw up
racing.
In my mouth. So, yeah, it's crash mentality, huh?
Yeah, total crash mentality.
And picnics with a lot of beers.
Yes. Oh, my
God.
I'm
going to do it one day.
If you do, Talladega or Daytona, I think, are the ones to go to.
I feel like, you know, listen, don't get mad at this, but I feel like I'd pick the Florida ones just for, like, some sweet trash.
No, Talladega is better trash.
Talladega is better than Daytona?
Yeah, I think so.
There's something I have, like,
because Daytona's still their Super Bowl.
That's true.
They start off with the Super Bowl of motorsports, and then they end up in Homestead, which was wrecked by Hurricane Andrew years ago. Like, no one even knows where Homestead is.
They start the racing year off in Daytona.
And they call it the Super Bowl of motorsports.
I have, like, a real sweet spot for Florida because I've been going down there since high school to visit my grandfather.
Just
and now
the
my
people
parents
watch, is
live
that all
there.
Is?
There's, well, the thing is, when I get off a plane, when the plane touches down in Tampa and I get off and you just smell that, like, humid... tropical. I just it just like warms my heart because I know I'm going to see my parents. Like, you know what I mean?
Warms so my heart, destroys like, oh. my hair.
But then it's a shit storm. Mm-hmm. It's so like I have this like nostalgia and, you know, and I can relax there. Like my parents, like I really love it. And it reminds me, and also my parents are like major sports fans. So we're always watching something when I go down there. But then the, you know, there's parts of that state where your stuff, where you're just like, this is not happening.
I was like, George Zimmerman is still a thing.
It's just
like,
so
there's just so many
gross.
Things that go on in Florida where I'm like, stop embarrassing us.
Also, when people go, oh, I love Orlando. I'm like, we can't be friends. I'm like, Orlando's the shittiest of shit. Sorry, people.
Oh,
if
my
you live
God.
There. But I'm just saying, like, people are like, oh, yeah, you can get some cheap. I'm like, kill me. Like,
yeah.
No.
What do you want to do? Go live in Celebration, which is like the real life Truman Show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want out of this place.
It's just like, you know, it's stand-ups. You get hired to do like 85 random jobs. And I was doing one show. It was like one of the pop-up head shows that we do. And I think it was for True TV. So it was like a world's dumbest something, right? And maybe this one was criminals or whatever. Pick something.
World's dumbest state. Everything
whatever.
About Florida.
So the two states that, let's say there was 50 stories, 40 out of the 50 came from Florida and Ohio.
Of course.
The two states that have
Well, because so many people from, exactly.
So horrifying. I literally was like, oh my God.
Oh,
this is not happening.
Ohio and Florida. It's
but
like,
I do
sports
Florida,
and politics
yeah.
gonna die. Like, you know?
But I do love fandom, and I love that Florida fans are just obsessed.
They're,
I do love that.
Especially about their football.
Yeah.
They love football.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when we were talking about the stadium with the Rays, like I don't want to go watch a sport outdoors in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like in November, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great. In August, kill
no.
me.
No.
Kill
I tell
me.
My parents
I have naturally
I'm not visiting
curly
in
hair.
Summer.
Kill me. I don't want to go and sit. And now with bangs, no, I don't want to go and sit outside.
You guys, I'm looking right at her. Her bangs look completely fine, but for some reason she
They're
thinks
terrible.
She's got like something about Mary bangs or something.
Terrible.
I don't know what's happening.
They're so terrible.
They're not terrible.
No.
All right.
Friends let's... don't let friends cut bangs. Okay.
That's
someone
I didn't
should have
go
been
with
there
you.
For me.
I didn't go with you. Next time I'll go with you. I do want to talk about, well, first of all, I don't want to go back to the Super Bowl because it's hurting my soul. Here's some questions, and then we'll talk about, I've got a little, some NBA. We can talk about baseball, too. So wait, let's talk about baseball real quick. Next week, I've got my friend Poppy Kramer coming on the show. I'll be in New York City. We're going to do one from New York City. And she's beyond obsessed with baseball. And this is the first year I'm going to do fantasy baseball. And Poppy's going to be like
That's
my
such
shadow.
A commitment.
It's already turning out to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I got involved in this. And the reason why I got involved in that is because it's a bunch of friends of mine. And, you know, just doing this podcast, I always want to be like more, you know, informed. And I'm kind of like knee deep in American League. And I don't know a lot about the National League. Like, I'll watch games. I'll know who the best players are on each team and stuff. But I don't really know. And Poppy is a huge Mets fan, and I'm a huge Yankees fan.
Aww.
And so she's going to sort of, like, we're sort of in it together, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're going to do, the whole point is we're going to do a little bit of a baseball-heavy podcast next week.
Well,
but I'm already
the proof
frightened.
Is don't pick anyone from the Mets.
I don't know she's going to, that's going to hurt her a little.
Yeah.
Wait, so obviously just being a sports fan, have you done, like, the fantasy leagues before? Like, is that?
You know what I did when I can do fantasy football. But when I do it, I usually do weekly fantasy because I have massive ADD, in case you haven't figured out from this conversation.
You look very alert and focused.
It's lots of caffeine. Adderall. So, I don't have that kind of focus or attention span, like, to stay with something for that long. Like, even fantasy football is hard for me. So I do weekly fantasy.
Yeah.
Where literally, if you guys don't work for me, you're out. Like, it's a one-night stand kind of thing. Like, prove your worth. Maybe I'll take you next week. Like, if I'm drunk enough, you know, whatever. But, like, it's nothing that I have to commit to. You know? Fantasy baseball, the one time I tried it, I won. But it was only because I hired an Asian guy to run my team.
What?
So, like, I drafted, and then I was just like, here, Dan, take my team. And
it's already, the amount of work is already, it hasn't started, and I'm like,
exhausting.
I feel overwhelmed.
And just arguing with people in emails about trades and stuff.
Yeah.
keeping up with injuries and like changing lineup. It's exhausting.
I'm not sure.
I would rather
like
have
job.
A child.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean? I would rather have a child. You know, I feel like I could leave a child alone longer than I could leave my fantasy baseball lineup.
Oh my God.
Is that
that's
wrong?
Amazing. No. I don't have any kids. I don't want them.
I'm just going to like lay this paper down on the floor. Just don't die.
Just stare at Mommy's got to get some confidence juice out of the cupboard and make some trades.
Exactly.
That's what Mommy's got to do. Here's a random story. I know we're kind of all over the place, but we're talking about alcohol. One of my favorite basketball players, who's now in such decline, so why not put him on the Knicks? Amari Stoudemire. I love him. I've always
loved
him.
He's so nice.
Have you met him?
Yeah, he's so nice. He lived in a friend of mine's building, and like when the hurricane came through, like two of his cars got flooded out because they were parked underneath his building.
Oh no!
And like just the massive amount of water that poured into Manhattan during that storm was crazy. But couldn't meet a nicer guy.
I love that you've met Stoudemire. Wait, all right. Let's just put. I'm going to put this on hold. Who are your favorites that you've met? Please humor me. Because, like, everyone's like, what are your goals in stand-up comedy? I'm like, to play Cash with Derek Jeter. Like, all my goals.
He, I was least impressed by.
Oh, God.
I'm impressed by the way that
he's supposed to be a little boring.
Yeah. That's the
okay.
thing.
I'll take boring.
I've never met someone that I was, like, less intrigued by as a human being. You know what I mean? Where I was like, when you're such a big deal that you can wear a Nike pullover and Tommy Hilfiger jeans with the painter's latch on them and it's 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I think boys are wearing that when I was a freshman in high school, you know, which was a long time ago.
Listen, you can't have it all. Maybe it's not
just
that
supermodel,
fashion forward.
Just supermodel girlfriends, NBD. But yeah,
how
I
did
was
you meet Jeter?
Through the guy that I was, that was managing me at the time.
Okay.
He was friends with him. Had been like childhood friends with him, so very good friends with his family. And I was just like, ugh.
And what were their circumstances?
What do you mean?
Like, how did you meet him?
At a restaurant, and he had a couple girls with him. It was when he was single, so, like, but he couldn't have been less intrigued by the girls that he was with. Like, it was just...
Yeah.
They were excited because they were with Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't want to be here, you know?
Yeah.
You can just tell when, like, someone's in an awkward social setting.
Oh, yeah. I watch The Bachelor every Monday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Kelsey, I love my story. I love my story.
Okay, we're totally taking 5 minutes out and discussing this because it's my cheesy, cheesy guilty player. But all fairness, jumping back to Jeter, who doesn't matter. Anyone could say anything about
him. Nice guy.
I'll love him
nice
forever.
Nice guy, boring.
But he is supposed to be a little boring.
Boring.
I get it. Who cares? I'll take boring over big, disgusting piece of shit any day of the week, which just describes a lot of people that I love that I just get like so...
You don't have to tell me that.
So like rip out my heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, these earphones are killing me today. When I'm not watching sports,
you're watching The Bachelor.
My guilty pleasure is The Bachelor, and I hadn't watched it the last couple weeks, so I was playing kind of catch up.
Oh my!
And then I watched it on Monday, and I have to say, Monday's episode.
It was epic.
It was
like
so
the Hunger
good.
Games.
It was so.
It
good.
Was like the Hunger Games, but with a rose. Like, I wanted the two of them to kill each other in the desert. Like, that's...
For people that haven't watched it, and we'll just... Don't worry. Don't panic, sports fans. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You know, listen. I
make people watch The Bachelor, though, that I'm dating.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, look how good you have it.
I know. There's a two-for-one. A two-for-one. A two... What is it called?
It's a two-on-one
A two-on-one. I knew it wasn't two-for-one. That's horrifying.
That's what Warren Sapp had.
Oh,
that's what Warren Sapp had at the Super Bowl. Two for one.
Oh, well, he needs two. He's the largest man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That whole thing of, like, athletes just banging, like, whoever, like, it just creeps me out.
I'm amazed that he has to pay for it.
Oh, wow.
That was the story, right? You know that, right?
I think I've blocked that out.
He got in trouble for prostitution.
Right.
For soliciting prostitution at the Super Bowl.
Wait, recently?
Yes,
this was.
Yes,
I told you. I blocked it all out.
Let me catch you up.
I haven't read anything.
So Warren Sapp's in jail.
He's in jail?
I don't know if he's. I'm sure he's out on bail.
It was the Greg Anthony one that just got a hooker in D.C. last week.
Yeah, I mean, you play sports. Just get on
this
Twitter.
Past Super Bowl.
Get on your Twitter. Get on your Instagram. Like troll the way the rest of us do, and pick up people in 140 characters. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have
you
to.
You would only need like 10. Like, meet me here.
No, I think he could legitimately send some ratchet girl like a question mark and she'd be like, yes, oh my God. You know, that's all you have to do when you have money and you're an athlete.
Yeah.
It's God, not that hard, I want to be a professional athlete.
I could really bang all of the U.S. women's soccer team without a problem.
and my best friend, same exact way.
God, they're just so beautiful. It's really, I have a soccer lady problem, which is going to be cured because I'm going to go to the World Cup in Canada this year. I'm going to be at Yuck Yucks in Toronto.
Oh my gosh.
In June, and then I'm going to stay in the country and see my sweet, sweet, sweet ladies play soccer.
Nice.
But not in a creepy, I've got a van way. Just like, yay, go ladies. Where's the after party?
Exactly.
And then my voice will get real low. Hey, ladies, great job out there. Is you guys going to TGI Fridays or anything?
Oh, my
after?
God.
I'd be like, wow, is she? She's real creepo. No. I've got a motorcycle with a sidecar. Anybody need a lift back to the hotel? Get her out of here. Okay, so Warren Sapp's in jail.
Warren Sapp went to jail for the night, probably. He probably got out.
Yeah. Creep.
But yeah, gross. So 2-for-1. So yeah.
Okay, so batch, the end, the final date sequence was two women go on a date and one of them should be eliminated.
Let's face it, they're both hot messes. Like,
they were both it was one of those things. I turned to my sister.
Just like, I hope the helicopter crashes. If Chris wasn't in the helicopter, you'd be like, I don't care if this goes down.
These women were so crazy. One of them is like bona fide. I think her head goes all the way around. Yeah. I was waiting for Kelsey's head. Is that the one whose husband died?
The one that's like, I love my story.
Oh my God. Okay, so she's saying she loves her story because her husband died. Her husband died. Like, aneurysm, horrible story.
Horrible
she's strategically,
story.
It's this new trend on the
she's
Bachelor
certifiable.
That someone has to die.
Yeah, she's certifiable, but. Yeah. But not as a counselor. I love that she's a counselor.
No.
She's always counseling people on their lives.
And the job descriptions for these women are getting best. Last season it was dog enthusiast. I'm like, that's not an occupation.
No, it's not.
Just go ahead and
say, I'm a cat enthusiast.
Looking for work. Go ahead and say.
My parents pay for everything.
Horribly, messily unemployed.
What was the other one? The other one was free spirit.
Free spirit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that means she just doesn't want to wear any clothing.
Just means she pees wherever she wants.
She likes to drink and she doesn't want to wear clothes.
So. The 2-on-1 featured what's her nationality?
Kardashian
or Armenian?
I call
Jersey?
Her Kardashian. Yeah,
Kardashian.
She's definitely like a fake Armenian princess.
Yeah, just like absolutely, honestly, like the definition, the world's worst. And this is not offending anyone. Stereotype of Armenian princess, like AKA Kardashian. That was her. She was like 23, 24, useless.
Had no life experience.
No, I mean just no life experience. And just like she dressed up. Okay, so the date is in the Badlands in South Dakota, which I had been to randomly. It's just so gorgeous. Just like canyons, dusty canyons.
Not the place you bring fake eyelashes
to.
No,
she has 10-foot fake eyelashes. They almost had a chopper in, I think, in her fake eyelashes. She looks like she's going to like a party in New York City. Like,
yeah.
Just black
mid-drift
and like
top.
Just something you would never wear anyway, but like not to a canyon.
No.
Then you've got crazy pants, like just head spinning all around, being like.
She's like, I've been a wife.
So I know what it's like
to
be a wife.
So I know what it's like to be a wife.
I also know your home address. I'm standing right behind you and in front of you.
Oh,
I've never. Crazy.
But the scene that I really liked was when he left the two of them sitting there on like that like weird daybed that was just randomly.
It was a random daybed in the middle of the Badlands National Park.
They were like, we need a bed for Restoration Hardware. Just dump it in the middle of the desert.
Weird and hilarious. And I have to say, and honestly, all I do is watch sports and then I'll watch like maybe like two shows on television. Right now it's Downton Abbey and Walking Dead. And and so that's all I watch. Like, and literally, I'm like, and then sometimes I literally have to take like a break from sports because I can't stop. And so I've been really the excitement. I guess what I'm trying to say is like tonight, Bulls are playing the Cavs. I'm super pumped. I'll be going home right after this and watching this game. The excitement I had for that two
my friends are like, I've watched it four times.
I literally turned to my sister. I was like, I'm giddy. Like, I feel giddy. Like, I feel like I'm on the edge of my seat because it was so awkward. It was making me feel so horribly awkward.
It was so
great. It was
great.
So great.
I was so happy when both of them got stuck in
the
desert.
He dumped both of them, Sports Without Balls fans. And it was one of the trashiest, most beautiful pieces of television watching I've had in a while.
But I gained a lot of respect for him.
I did.
Because I was just like, okay. okay, good. He sees through the BS.
Yeah.
And he's looking for something real.
As opposed to one he did keep, the blonde that goes, they're like, yeah, ladies, get ready for New Mexico.
She's like, I can't wait for the sombreros.
I've never been outside the country. I'm like, just murder your own face. Just call it, do a nationwide commercial, be dead. Here's the Amari story, which I loved. Okay, so Stoudemire is one of my favorite players, plays for the Knicks now, decline of his career, but we had a good run with him. One of his new ways of, like, helping his body after games is taking red wine baths, which I've never heard of in my entire life, and I drink red wine like a goddamn champion.
Hmm.
And now he's soaking, it'll be on, like, ESPN Magazine, and it was on SportsCenter this morning. But he's just soaking. I love Stoudemire. He's just soaking.
Bath.
He's just a beautiful man. He's got all these tats. He's just like soaking in what appears to be a jacuzzi filled with red wine.
So when you're just like, you know what? I don't give a fuck.
I mean,
I don't.
Is it
white people? They be bathing in oatmeal. I'm just gonna lay in some wine.
Like, does it really help, or do I immediately not care and just want to take a bath of red wine?
Yeah, exactly.
It is. It's a. It almost felt like you're so rich and you can do whatever
care.
You want. There's healing powers because he's like, you know, the healing powers of red wine. I was like, I think that's like more like drinking it.
Exactly.
But if you want to soak yourself. There was only, I think, one person in the entire universe that it almost seemed completely normal, and that was because it was like the elegance of Stoudemire.
Yeah,
I love that band, but
so
just totally
funny.
Normal, just soaking. And I'm like, all right, now I got to start soaking. Oh, it was a hard day.
You thought your water bill was bad, Jesus.
Like, and then he's like, oh, you got to put the good stuff in. I'm like, so you're. God, I mean, it was
so
like
a
full
like,
jacuzzi.
I would drink your bath water. You're like, and get wasted off of it. Good like, luck.
Like, you just, like, go under, like, duck in, take a sip,
exactly.
Come back up. And his feet were covered. And then the ESPN reporter jumped in there because they're like, this is the weirdest interview ever. I'm like, whatever. It's not really. Well, sort of. But so their feet were covered. And they were just, like, in, you know, shorts, whatever, just hanging out in a red wine bath.
Weird.
I was like, it made me think of, like, I guess, like, when I'm doing, like, a shitty road gig, I'm going to have, like, whoever's working with me, like, swing by a 7-Eleven and get, like, 10 bottles of Barefoot Merlot.
Ew.
And just shove it and put it in my bathtub.
Oh, my God.
And just soak it.
When you're on the road, like, some Holiday Inn bathroom, like, you're not even, like, a nice bathtub. Like,
just like, a shitty Holiday
Inn
Express
The ones with, like,
bathtub.
the sticky shit on the floor so you don't kill yourself if you come home drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where it's just like kind of rough.
I was like, that.
You can
pumice
your feet with it.
That would be my version of Stoudemire's red wine bath. Just shitty red wine in a shitty tub.
Or like those suction cup things.
In fucking Columbus.
Oh my God.
No offense, Columbus. I actually had a really wonderful show there 2 weeks ago. So
Columbus,
I take that back.
She didn't mean it.
Columbus.
She didn't mean it. She didn't mean that shit about
Ohio.
I did not.
I didn't mean any of it.
She didn't mean any of that about Ohio.
NBA All-Star Game, I will be watching from New York City. I fly to New York
City.
I have
zero interest.
Oh.
Sorry.
I have my sweet love of Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, and I bought the NBA League Pass this year just so I can watch him because I love him so much. So I'll be watching, and it's New York City, so it's going to be great. I literally was like, how stupid is my timing that I didn't have the NBA like on my calendar, and I'm flying to New York on Monday.
The only reason
why I fly out on Sunday? I'm an idiot.
But the only reason I knew was because I follow Kevin Hart on Instagram, and he and Nicki Minaj are hosting a party for it.
Oh.
That's the only reason I had any idea. Just
two in the
don't...
same room is trouble.
Yeah, I mean.
Ugh. Kevin Hart, I have to say, remains super friendly.
Yeah.
I did shows with him like when I first started, and then I saw him again. He was like warming up for some show, and I was like, oh, you probably don't remember. I was like, I did shows at Boston Comedy Club with you like in like late 90s when I started. He's like, hey, how's it going? He's probably, you know, probably doesn't recognize, but he was just the nicest dude.
Nice guy. And I like to see people like that make it and don't become crappy human beings. You
like,
know what I mean?
I need to write better jokes so I can go to more sporting events.
You're pretty hilarious.
That's all I really want to do with my time. I'll be watching the All-Star Game and my boy Carmelo's probably shutting it down with his knee injury. Also, here's a shout out.
But you know what? If you're going to suck, you should suck really bad at this point. You know what I mean? Like, go for the draft. Go for the ping pong
I think
balls
they still have five wins. I mean, like, Carol, how many wins does the New York Knicks have? They had 5 a couple months ago. Maybe they're up to 10. Yeah, throw in the towel. I'd like to see University of Kentucky's men's basketball team play like the 76ers, the Knicks right now. Honestly, it would be a competitive game. Kentucky is playing South Carolina. Little shout out to March Madness. I'm going to switch over, and just because of my love of March Madness and my absolute heartbreak of the Super Bowl, it's all about March Madness and baseball. It's so sad when football season's over.
Yeah. Because then I've got to wait for baseball. And, like, those are the only two sports that I really care about.
Are you doing – wait, so are you a Rays fan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, got to connect you.
But every time I watch
you come back in baseball season. Yeah. We'll talk about the Rays and we'll have
– We should call your parents.
We can totally have my parents call in.
We should call your parents and my grandmother.
They would totally have – we have your grandmother and my parents call
my
in.
My grandmother's hysterical. She'll be feeding like 14 cats while she's talking to us, but she'll like,
– I love this. Julia, we have to do this.
It's such a hot mess.
This is going to be the greatest episode. It'll just be dedicated to the Tampa Bay Rays. Mary and Dick Foley. What's your grandmother's name?
Laverne.
Oh, my God. That's the best grandmother name ever.
She'll be baking cakes and feeding cats while she's talking about Evan Longoria.
This is a future dream podcast.
Oh, my God.
All right. We have reached the feel-good moment of the week. This one, really, I was sobbing. Every podcast, we end on something sweet. But this one... it's nice when you also it combines something with sweet, but also just really, you know, you have moments in your life. I had one this morning. I don't want to brag. Horrible cramps. Didn't get out of bed. Could barely slept last night. And I was like, man, woe is me. And
I then
you
read all of L.A. synced up
last night on stage. We were just like joking around because I was hosting my show, The Improv. And I was like, you guys, I need a lot more energy. I have cramps. And everyone kept coming up to me. They're like, I have cramps. It was so funny.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day. I think it's Valentine's Day. It reset all of our clocks, like, in our bodies.
Don't touch me. Just buy me chocolate.
That's been me all
Can
week.
I just take a quick Valentine's Day poll? We've got two ladies in the studio, Jen and Julia. You know, we're now inundated with 85,000 Valentine's Day commercials. And the voiceover is like, women just want chocolate. I've never... ever been dating someone and been like, I can't wait for a box of chocolate.
Not box of chocolate. I mean, I like treats. Don't get me wrong.
But like year round.
I don't want
but
a box
as a
chocolate.
Woman, do you want a box of chocolate from your boyfriend or girlfriend?
No.
You want, diamonds?
Yeah. December to remember, you know, like the car that pisses off all the neighbors in the front lawn.
Yeah.
Like, that's a Valentine's Day present.
But not fucking chocolate. It's so stupid. Or like little bears and I'm like, what are we eight? Like this is, it's so, that advertising to me is so outrageous.
Yeah,
I also just like salt.
I did put in my request.
What was your request?
I told the guy, I was like, look, I really don't care what we do for Valentine's Day. I actually, like, in an ideal world, I want to make steaks at home on the grill.
I want to
watch the UFC fights. And
you're a dream lady.
And or a lesbian. I don't know. and I was like, and I just want a chocolate flourless cake that this lady makes down, like, that he's friends with, like, down the street. Like,
done.
She owns her
that's
bakery.
That's so easy.
He's like, that's all you want for Valentine's Day? I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't want to wear makeup. I don't want to do shit.
No, we don't do shit. Who wants to go out on Valentine's Day?
I feel like
it's amateur hour. It's total amateur hour. I'm going to go see the Kings.
No. Everyone is going and seeing 50 Shades of Ugh.
Can you imagine? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
This is going to sound horribly rude. But if you're in this country right now and your main goal is to see 50 Shades of Grey, you know what? I'm not going to say it because
save
to each
your
his
time.
Own.
Get in
go
that helicopter
Secretary.
With those two
just
girls, and I hope Ryan Williams is on it.
Wait, real quick, Aaron, for the last article I found is Knicks lose again, enter break with NBA's worst record.
Yeah.
And they are 10-43. So they're not.
They're 10-43.
Yeah. They're not
literally.
So
they
well.
Had 5 months ago because I kept screaming out, "Oh, the Knicks got 5." Yeah, tank. We'll get Cauley Stein from Kentucky.
Just tank.
Well, they don't have to try. I mean, they traded J.R. Smith, Shumpert, and J.R. Smith. They're only two pieces of like anyone that could play to the Cavs. And after that move, I was like, oh, they're just It's a fire sale. Okay, here we go. Feel good moment of the week. And also, everyone out there, don't get stupid chocolate for your ladies. Jesus Christ.
Unless it's chocolate flourless cake.
Unless it's chocolate pasties. Am I right? Is this thing on? All right. Feel good moment of the week. Goes to Rebecca Gregory DiMartino. This story is unbelievable. She lost her leg in the Boston bombings, the marathon bombings, supporting, in a nutshell, she's there with her husband and her five-year-old kid. They're at the finish line waiting for her husband's mom to cross, who was running. They're not even from the area. They're like, whatever, they're, you know, went to Red Sox game. They're taking
in
all the sights and sounds.
Yeah, for this marathon.
And she just so happened to get, like, a good spot on the finish line where the bombs let off. She had, I wrote this down, 35 surgeries to repair her body. Finally resulted in, all right, they had to come to the conclusion where they're going to have to take off her leg. Which she was just like, listen, her positivity is unreal. Her kid was fine, just like a little banged up. Her husband had like an Achilles injury. He was okay, but she took the brunt of all of it. She amputated her leg. They literally had like a ceremony for like her prosthetic leg. They like have a name for it. It's like part of their family. And now she's training.
Go to Eagles games.
What'd you say?
She shouldn't go
to
Eagles games.
Stay away from the Eagles, everything. And now she's training.
That's so awesome.
To run, and she's not a runner, to run the Boston Marathon with their prosthetic leg.
Crap, I can't even run a 5K with my real legs. It's so bad.
I literally was like, I'm reading this while I have like cramps complaining. I'm like, Erin, get up.
All you need is a Nationwide commercial.
All you need is a Nationwide. Go to ESPNW.com. I say this every week because it's my favorite website. And she has an online journal about,
it's so awesome.
Literally, it goes like month to month about her journey. Like one of them's called like breaking up with her leg. The other one's like amputation day, learning to run. Oh, yeah. She called the leg Felicia. Just like this so positive and so amazing. And she's like, I have to fight so hard because I have, you know, for my boy. And I'm like literally just sobbing,
man,
holding myself.
That's what's crazy is I guarantee it was Felicia because she had to say bye to the real one.
Yeah.
And I was like, and that's where she came up. Bye, Felicia. You know what I mean? Like the gay community is like, that's the perfect name. You know what I mean? That's exactly what happened there. I guarantee if you
it's
read
a theory.
The whole thing.
It's a theory.
That's my theory.
That's your theory.
That's my theory.
Rebecca Gregory DiMartino, thank you for being so awesome and so inspiring. And I'll be following your story and we will just be giving you
multiple shout-outs.
We just can't
read it for that 1 week a month.
I know. I'm just going to literally have that. I keep all my feel-good stories of the week like somewhere on my desk. Like whenever I have crappy days, I'm like, okay, this one just overcame a bombing and cancer.
You should subscribe to, I think it's Inspire 52 or something like that, where they send out these great. The problem is they would be so heartwarming. I would wake up crying every morning to my like inspirational email. And the guy's like, why are you crying? It's the day just started. I'm like, it's just so beautiful.
I'm already inspired.
Exactly.
People of America, go watch Jen Sturger. Give us a plug where you're at, where we can find you, where we can download your jokes and your bangs.
This week, oh God. This week I'm at Flappers. Going to be doing a bunch of different shows coming up soon. I'm usually at the Comedy Store.
Nice.
I do a lot of roast there, like the roast battles.
I want to see you do a roast battle.
Oh, God.
Because it's my worst nightmare.
It's
Erin Foley, gun to head, do a roast. Or what do you call it when you take off your clothes and dance? Burlesque.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, pull the trigger. We had a good run. No, I'm not doing it. I can't.
I think I would rather do a roast battle than ever take my clothes off ever again. And coming from a former playmate, that says a lot.
How did I not even know this towards
Shit's
the
end?
Shit's
gone downhill since my 20s.
You are coming back, and we're talking about a lot more things.
For sure. It's been a lot of fun.
Okay, wait. So what's your website so where people can find you?
JenSturger.com. Okay. I'm really active on social media, so check me out at Jennifer Sturger. It's my whole name.
Okay.
It's my given name, as
it's
my
your
parents
given,
call
it's your,
it.
It's your Christ-born name.
Exactly.
I'll never say that ever again.
I'll put links in the description, so
fantastic.
Check
Julia.
Fantastic.
Round of applause for Jen Sturger. You guys, and Julia Harrison,
yay,
producing
Carol
the show. Carol, you know, Carol woke up at one point. She gave me a thumbs up, and that's really all I need. Really, it's just as
she's
going to
go bathe in a bath of wine shortly.
She is. All right, so find Jen Sturger. Go to her shows. Follow us on Twitter, Sports Without Balls Pod, SWB Pod. That is the Twitter account. We also have a Facebook page, Sports Without Balls Facebook page. I threaten every week, but I will have the website out in a matter of days.
Don't make me do it.
It's gonna. You know, I have about 18 jobs, but of course, this is my real love. Listen, I'm going to be a big person here and say congratulations to the New England Patriots.
You're a better person than me.
I did think after I went over my little downward spiral that I thought to myself, because I kept saying Seattle Seahawks lost the Super Bowl. But then I said, you know what, Aaron? They came down the field twice, scored those two touchdowns, and congratulations to the New England Patriots for another fine season. Go Giants.
I just look at Julian Edelman's Instagram and I feel better. That's the only thing that's getting me through this.
What is
he's just super hot.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure he's not bright. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure he can't.
He runs right out of the Hobbit onto the field.
Form a complete sentence. No, he shaved his face and he's like super good looking. And I was like, oh my God.
All right. Well, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. All right. Sports Without Balls fans, have the best week of your life.